While Michiganders are being asked to stay home and stay safe just a bit longer, it appears that some top state administrators are not necessarily sticking to that guidance. This week, several news sources reported that the head of Michigan's Department of Health and Human Services and the state's chief operating officer both traveled out of state for spring break. At a time when Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration is trading the rules and restrictions for responsible personal decision-making, the message is mixed at best. Chad Livengood is a senior editor at Crain's Detroit Business, and he's been following all this. Hey, Chad.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me, April.
So what do we know about Dr. Elizabeth Hertel's trip? She's the head of DHHS.
Yeah, so Elizabeth Hertel went on a trip with her family, including her husband, State Senator Curtis Hertel Jr., to Alabama, to the Gulf Shores of Alabama, and went on a spring break, took their kids. They said that they isolated. She also worked remotely, like a lot of people have done during the pandemic. They've gone to nicer locales to work and taken the sites when they're not working. But at the same time, her department put out an advisory urging people against travel and sort of in anticipation of a huge surge of people traveling out of state for spring break. And so it seemed to really ring contradictory that the Department of Health and Human Services is telling people not to travel and amid the surge of COVID-19 cases in the state. And the director of that department was on a plane flight down to Alabama and back.
Awkward. Could you remind us who Tricia Foster is and where she was over spring break?
So Trish Foster is the state's chief operating officer. She was previously the head of the Department of Management and Budget. She is a longtime friend, a confidant of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Previously worked in the real estate, commercial real estate industry in Grand Rapids, and so she posted a photo of her daughters on spring break, teenage daughters on spring break down in Florida on a beach, and that immediately got some criticism. She also noted, and we haven't gotten really a lot of answers about this yet from the governor's office, that her son didn't go because he had COVID-19. Now, I don't know enough about whether her son lives at home or is in college, but haven't been able to get an answer out of the governor's office yet about, you know, was there contact? Because this is important, because Elizabeth Hertel's department says if you've made contact with people or been exposed to someone with COVID-19, you definitely should not travel anywhere. And you're really supposed to quarantine just so that you haven't spread the virus. So a lot of questions about these two top aides. Now, Trish Foster, in her role as the chief operating officer, is in charge of vaccine distribution in Michigan and overseeing that across multiple government agencies. And so, again, you know, just kind of major glaring question here. The governor was out discouraging spring break travel, or at least saying she's concerned about it and concerned about people bringing the virus from Florida and people taking the virus to Florida. And then she's got two of her top aides who advise her on all these major decisions with the pandemic who went on spring break sort of in contradiction of the advice.
Wow. So all of this has sort of been breaking as within 24 hours, and Governor Whitmer has had one press conference. Has Governor Whitmer had anything to say about this apparent breach of the personal responsibility message?
The governor pushed back on this yesterday and said this is an attack on or a partisan attack on her top aides, and she was not going to engage in it. She did make a comment that was not accurate. She said there's never been any travel restrictions in Michigan. And if you want to go back in the Wayback Machine to last April, there was a prohibition on travel for non-essential reasons across the state. And if you didn't own a second home, you might recall initially the rules and the executive orders suggest that people with second homes couldn't go to those second homes. That was partly because, you know, people in Petoskey didn't want people in Birmingham bringing the virus to Petoskey. And so then they eased it up and let people with second homes go to those second homes. But it still said that you know, if you don't own a second home, you can't be going up north and getting a hotel in Traverse City. And that that remained in effect until Memorial Day. And you might recall that also was a spinoff of that controversy where the governor's own husband went up to his cottage up in Antrim County to rake some leaves, as we were told, and made a phone call to the local dock guy trying to see if he could get his dock put in. And that he stirred a controversy because he made some comment that the governor later had to apologize for, that that he was seeing whether he could get preferential treatment to get his dock in because his wife's the governor. So this is the whole, you know, basket of issues. And so the for the governor to say there was no travel restrictions is not exactly correct.
So, Chad, what is going on here? Governor Whitmer was an early adopter of tightening restrictions last year. In recent months, she has softened her stance as the outbreak has raged on. She's been tough on other officials for ignoring science or ignoring public health recommendations. Is there something that we're missing here in the bigger picture of the administration? I mean, not to suggest that Republicans haven't, you know, haven't sometimes been seen skipping mask laws or distancing, but what is going on Whitmer's side of this?
Yeah, it just came from the Capitol. A lot of Republicans not wearing masks there, legislators. But yeah, this is not the Whitmer doctrine that we had come to get used to, or at least had seen in full practice, both in the spring surge, the continued regulations. Just think about how bowling alleys weren't allowed to reopen last summer, even when cases were in the couple hundreds a day. And now we're at 7,000 cases a day, and bowling alleys are still open. I mean, so this is, again, part of, you know, one of the criticisms from the start is there's been inconsistency. Republicans will say that this is, want to say this is all political science, not necessarily epidemiology and public health science. But now I think there's a in the background here, there is definitely fatigue from the populace for these type of regulations, for shutdowns in general. They become so politicized. I think that's one of the that's frankly one of the calculuses, is that just the political capital has to get spent to do one another shutdown is pretty great. But at the same time, when you almost have one in five hospital beds being filled, Beaumont Hospital is putting up tents for triage right now outside of their hospitals in Oakland and Wayne County. That just screams disaster is sort of looming here for the healthcare system.
Chad Liebengood of Crain's Detroit Business. Chad, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.